From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Lord, for the rain in New Mexico. How can you ever complain about 3 days of precipitation? Maybe some prayers, though, if you have friends, family in California. I know they're getting dumped on. There's landslides, rising water. There's plenty to be praying for. And as Easter approaches, we hope you'll be praying for who you will invite to the Easter Sunrise Service at University Stadium, 7 a.m. on Easter Sunday. And, of course, that morning will include music from the Calvary Worship Team, Stars Go Dim, and Garrett Hornbuckle, a message from Skip Heitzig. Translations will be provided in Spanish and for the deaf. It'll be live on YouTube and Facebook. There's additional Easter services and information, Good Friday services, blood drive, all kinds of things happening. Some new things you want to find out about, including the Good Friday evening service at Calvary Church on Osuna. All the details at calvarynm.church. Also, want to make sure you are aware of the Worship in the Word Passion Week devotional. We encourage you to go to klyt.fm or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/klyt883. That'll be all this week and through next week as well. In preparation for Passion Week, April 2nd, April 8th, Pastor Robert Morris and the team at Worship in the Word, what they've done is they prepared a devotional for that week, Resurrection Sunday. You can receive your copy of this devotional simply by clicking on the banner at klyt.fm or the Facebook page. Again, that's facebook.com/klyt883. And thanks to Pastor Robert Morris and the team at Worship in the Word for that. You can hear him weekday afternoons at 5:30 and evenings at 8:30, Saturdays and Sunday mornings at 7:30, and then Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. KLYT.FM. Just click on the link to get that Passion Week devotional. We'll let you know about that all this week. In studio with us from Friends of the Fatherless, a friend, and Gary, I consider you family. We've known you a long time. Gary Mabu is in studio. Thanks for coming in, Gary.
Thank you. Likewise, Steve.
I love how the Lord orchestrated this. We had missionaries in this week from the Philippines that many of our listeners are familiar with. And Gary, you've been supportive of what they've been doing out there for a long time. And I asked how you were doing and just reminded me all the ministry you do. It'd be good to reach out and let people know what opportunities are available for them to come alongside Friends of the Fatherless and what you do. Before we jump into that, just you know, so people are aware of who don't know you, Gary, with the current ministry you're in, you're big into administration there and helping a lot of things happen. But running a business is not unfamiliar to you or an organization.
Right.
Not unfamiliar to you. Gary, you ran the store Knob Hill Furniture. Wow, for how many years?
Yeah, for 25 years.
Yeah. And then...
I worked at Faith Comes by Hearing for 18 years. Before that.
I think I may have known that, but forgot. And what a great ministry. We have them on regularly. Some of the things they're doing right now are just incredible. Yeah. Gary, I guess I'm trying to tell your story. What would you share about the hand of providence and how God took you from what you were doing, to what you are doing now?
I appreciate you giving me the time to share, but I think I should start at the beginning. Because it's usually a heart issue. And I feel like the Lord was beckoning me at a time when I was attending church two or three times a week and leading Bible studies and being a worship leader and doing all the Christian things, raising up my children and family in the Lord. And yet there was something missing, and I began to pray and fast and ask God, why haven't I been called to a purpose? And I knew there was something more than what I was doing. And I was just looking on the outside, but God was looking on the inside. And when I began to ask him, show me my heart, I'm going to break it open for you. I just want you to truly reveal it. He showed me that I was living for the American dream before I was living for him. And so within a couple of years of praying and fasting, I made a commitment and I said, Lord, I'm yours. I'm not just going to say it. It's not going to be just lip service, but this time I mean it. And I was sincere. And I asked him for my purpose and my calling. And after having the motives revealed and getting through all that, repenting, he showed me the orphans of the world. And that's where it began. Then I just started reading a lot of books of autobiographies and biographies of missionaries like George Mueller and Hudson Taylor and Amy Carmichael and many, many more. And it was fueling the direction that I was going because it taught me about prayer and taught me about faith and things that I really hadn't delved deeply into. And so God used that to fuel me and to carry me to the place we are now 20 years later. And now there's a, you know, a very busy ministry working in 15 countries.
Oh, wow.
And I think we have about 25 managers and team leaders throughout the world that are looking after abandoned children. And the ones that I supervise directly, not the orphanage directors, are probably connected to over 80 children's homes as well.
Yeah, I mean, we could spend the whole day going through each of those ministries and each of the needs, and there's all kinds of things going on. It's a joy, Gary, to see God doing that work through you and using you in the way you've made yourself available, and hopefully an encouragement to all of us to consider what he might have for us.
Yeah.
In addition to what we might already be doing. So Gary, I'm trying to put together the timeline, not that it's that important, but was the thrift store that's open now on Wyoming, just north of I-40, which is Friends of the Fatherless Thrift Store.
It's called Orphans Exchange.
Okay, Orphans Exchange.
Thrift Store.
Okay.
Right.
Was that open after you were done at Nob Hill Furniture?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was open. Well, actually, while we had a third business location.
Uh-huh.
And it was a big marketplace, I was starting to be called to the ministry while I was still in business.
Right.
And the owner gave us a lot of extra free space so we could fill up his building. And so I thought, why not have a thrift store for the ministry? So that's when it started. But the last couple, 3 years of the business, Nob Hill Furniture, we started Orphans Exchange Thrift
okay.
Store.
So how long has that been there?
It's been about 15 years, I
wow.
think.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Time just flies.
Yeah, it just flies.
And maybe we'll get back to more on the thrift store, but there's several ministries that you're assisting with, administration and leading, that we want to make sure our listeners are aware of. One of them being Route Replenish. What can you tell us about that ministry?
Well, we were visiting orphanages in the early years and finding out
globally
and finding out what the children needed and what the caregivers of those children needed. And I would come home from international trips and people that I was sharing with would say, but what are you doing here in Albuquerque? And I thought, well, we're not really doing a whole lot here in Albuquerque. And I know there's children that need help, but I could not get an open door. I prayed. I talked to people. They would always say, talk to this person, talk to that person. I would talk to that person and they would say, talk to this person. And we just really never made it in front of the children. So one time I was praying and the Lord gave me an inspiration. Just take some gifts, take some care packages to the shelters. Now, a lot of people don't know, but there are shelters in Albuquerque. We go to 7 of them on a weekly basis. Shelters that house the left behind kids that never got adopted or fostered. And these kids are stuck in what we call the shelter shuffle. So there are abandoned kids who are truly abandoned being taken care of by the government here in our own city and throughout most cities of the United States.
Now, what do those packages contain?
Well, we call it Route Replenish because we go every week and we replenish cereal bars and nutritious snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we take maybe 30 to each shelter on a weekly basis. And we did that for a couple of years. And we knew that they're reaching the children that God called us to minister to by just giving them a smile on their face and bringing hope that someone cared enough to come to their door and drop the packages off.
Right.
But one day I said to one of the directors that opened the door for us, I said, hey, can we come and cook some green chili cheeseburgers for these kids? And they said, oh, you're the ones that bring the snacks. Oh, of course. And that led to another program we call Kitchens That Love Children, okay, or Kitchens TLC.
Okay.
Where we take a meal to a group of abandoned kids,
mm-hmm,
and we share just a lot of love, a lot of focused attention. We fill their emotional tanks. We bring them hope. We certainly show them that God loves them. And sometimes we get to talk about Jesus. And so that explains Route Replenish. It was a route to get us in the front door of the shelters, which worked pretty well. But it took a couple of years before we could do that.
And just a moment ago, you mentioned hope, just bringing the nutrition bars,
mm-hmm,
or the meals and providing hope for the, you know, the hope that they'll, I mean, these are food insecure kids, I'm guessing.
Yes.
And knowing that there's people who know what they're going through and purpose to bring them something to eat,
mm-hmm,
that hope. But clearly, you're providing to them as well the hope of eternity.
Yeah, the hope of the gospel.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we get to share. I remember one time I was with a caregiver at one of the shelters, and we were in there doing a Kitchens That Love Children event. And one of the girls was going to her dorm, and she said, where are you going? And this girl that said, where are you going, was an agnostic. She's not a believer.
Uh-huh.
But so we don't come in talking about Jesus. We come in just showing the love of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we use words,
right,
to share the word, but we share the word with our love and our presentation. So anyway, she was going into the dorm. She says, where are you going? And she goes, I'm going to my dorm. And she goes, no, not during church night. And I turned to her and said, what's church night? And she said, this is church night. And so we are people from all different churches, and we just share love.
When the Jesus people show up, it was church night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a tendency when we start handing out Bibles for the doors to start to shut, and we want the doors to stay open.
Right.
And we get our opportunities to go grab Bibles from our car and give them to the kids that ask for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, Gary, as people are listening too, I want to make sure that they know the website for the ministries that Gary is talking about today. And we're only going to touch on a few of them because there's a lot of them. As the Lord leads, Gary, you've been able to assist in starting a whole bunch of things, some of which was impacted by COVID and the pandemic, but friendsofthefatherless.org is a great place to go and find out more about some of what we're going to talk about today. Let me give that website again. It's friendsofthefatherless.org. And on the website, there is a place to donate. Gary, this is a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
That's doing a lot. And again, we'll mention more of that. Two of the things we mentioned already, the Route Replenish, where you're going to several places around the city you found kids that they've kind of
left behind children.
Yeah, they're still getting government assistance, but they're not at a place where they're not completely able to count on getting a meal. Whether it's the
actually, there's a lot of food. They get a lot of food, but they don't get a lot of care.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they get a lot of care. I got to hand it to the government. They do their best.
Yeah.
But focused care,
yeah,
and just attention that comes from stout-hearted, mature Christian people is what they need.
That and Kitchens TLC are reaching out to these kids. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and find out more about what Gary Mabu is doing to reach these children and how you can be a part of it, including volunteering and other opportunities. But we'll be back with more. Gary Mabu with Friends of the Fatherless after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us. We're in the midst of a conversation with Gary Mabu. And Gary is a part of leading Friends of the Fatherless, a ministry based here in Albuquerque, reaching out globally to for the most part, it's kids that have been they've fallen through the cracks, Gary. They're left behind. They're forgotten for the most part. And we talked about a couple of different things already happening here locally, the Route Replenish and Kitchens TLC. And we encourage you, by the way, to go to friendsofthefatherless.org to find out more about what's going on. But Gary, there's a couple of newer projects that have gotten underway. And actually, I think, let's talk about a couple that you mentioned off the air. One called Water Love. And now, is that something happening outside of the U.S. only, or are you finding it here?
Outside of the U.S.
Okay.
In order to share Water Love, can I just embellish a little bit more on KTLC?
Yeah.
KTLC means Kitchens That Love Children. So we do these conferences, and hopefully we can get to that. They're the International Orphanage Directors Conferences. And we do those all around the world. And it is a way to give rest and relaxation to the children's home directors. And we bring them together. And once we put them in a conference for 7 days, they ask me all kinds of questions like, what can my kids do to serve in your ministry, and so on and so forth. So I took the local Albuquerque KTLC, and I thought, maybe we can apply it internationally. So we applied it internationally, and it just went gangbusters. And before we knew it, we had as many as we could handle. So we have like 19 teams looking for, in the third world, it's a different scenario. They don't go to shelters. They look for kids on the streets,
right,
in dumps, in plantations, slavery, kiln factories in Pakistan, just all kinds of places. There's plenty of kids running the streets who are left behind in the third world countries. And so these teams go out and they feed them a meal, and they gather them together and share the love of Christ with them. So in result of that program, we run into, for example, recently, there are 16 boys living under a bridge in Tanzania, and we started calling them the Bridge Boys. Now, we approached them with the KTLC program, saying, we're going to bring you some food and feed you and tell you about Jesus, and we'll sing a few songs. And the anointing just happened, and they started begging my friend, our team leader, Ased, to get them a home. And so they live under a bridge. Imagine I-40 being on each side of the bridge and them having to cross I-40 every time they need to get food. And they're getting hit by cars, some of them getting killed, hit by motorcycles, bones broken. And they were just begging my friend, can you get us out of here? And so he sorted through what the Lord was showing him and said, if we can get the money to rent a home, then we will give these boys a home. So recently a donor gave $5,000 for the first year's rent, and now we call that home the Bridge Boys Home. So that's like the fruit of the program, is all these after post program effects happen. And there and to kind of make it so it's very understandable, there's four components that I know of in any kind of relating the gospel to people, and that is the planting of the seed, the watering of the seed, the harvesting of the seed, and then discipleship. So our ministry, we do the planting of the seed. We mobilize the teams. We empower them with funds, and we get them out there hanging out with these kids. And then they realize, well, we got to find a home for these kids, or we need to put some clothes on them. We need to pay their school tuitions or whatever. So KTLC is the first step in doing all the rest of these programs, which develop. One of the programs you just mentioned, Water Love, it's a program where when we find kids, mostly street kids, drinking bad water and bathing in bad water. I mean, you can look at the water and it's brown.
Right.
It's not clean. We put together a structured program to dig a well in that community and give them clean drinking water. And that's called Water Love.
And does that water, is it exclusively for these kids, or does it end up serving the community?
Well, first of all, we have to get a contract so that the owner of the land, so someone's got to own that land, and we have to negotiate with them to give freedom to anybody that needs to get clean water to come to it. So the so usually it's the whole community that benefits. But I have to say this just real quickly. We keep the main thing in our ministry, because orphan children seem to always get left behind, and all kinds of missions and ministries start. And when we realize as believers how difficult it is to minister to orphan children, then we start doing something else. And I think it's all important. But we as a ministry keep the main thing. And I think that's why the Lord has just sprinkled his blessing and his anointing on this, because he knows it's going to end up helping orphan children. But there's a lot of crossover into evangelism. And see, KTLC is not child evangelism, but it crosses over into that.
Now, if you just tuned in and you're, what are we talking about? Well, this Gary Mabuse has been in studio with us since the top of the hour, talking about Friends of the Fatherless and the various ministries. And it's pretty cool, Gary, to see, things just continue to grow, and the Lord putting on different people's hearts opportunities to do different types of ministries, but again, bringing it back to a focus of caring for the fatherless, these forgotten children, these neglected children, and not just here in Albuquerque. You mentioned over a dozen places worldwide, and I do want to encourage our listeners to connect with Friends of the Fatherless. You can do that. Gary's been gracious enough to provide his cell phone number, which I'll give a couple of times. So if you miss it, keep listening. But 505-238-6867. That's 505-238-6867. That's Gary's phone number. You can call him or text him. If for some reason you don't connect, make sure to text, because Gary will connect with you. And you can also email fendforthefatherless@yahoo.com. And Gary, we do have a few minutes, and one of the other ministries we talked about before we came on the air, we wanted to make sure to mention what is going on with conferences, and it's kind of going through settling is exactly what's it going to be called or what, right. What have you. But regardless, there's solidity to the vision for what's going to happen there. What do you hope to see happen with conferences?
Well, the solidity is the same model each time. 30 children's home directors representing around 15 to 17 children's homes, bringing them all to one place in a nice resort somewhere in the world, and giving them rest, and they get to meet each other, and a lot of benefits happen from that. You know, there's quite an anointing on those times, and there are so it's always, we keep it to 30 people because we want intimacy. Mm-hmm. We want them really to connect with each other. There's no famous speaker. We hand the microphone to each one of them. They each get a turn to share their mission, their ministry, and it creates these rich friendships.
Well, I have to imagine, Gary, in a situation like that, here's 30 leaders from around the country that are reaching out in front lines on reaching out to these forgotten children, these
broken, wounded children,
right? And something is happening at this part of the globe, and they found a solution to the issues that they're dealing with. And when they get together in these conferences, they're sharing their ideas, they're sharing ways that they're, and they go back to these, 10 to 15, nearly 20 places around the world with ways to more effectively reach the children and use the resources that are being provided via donation and other ways.
They get donors, they share their means of self-sustainability, and so they get refreshed and they come back with a wealth of knowledge and confidence in the Lord to keep going. Because a lot of them come to the conference and they're just burnt out and they want to quit.
Gary, we're doing our best to communicate to the KLYT listener, the Friends of the Fatherless Ministry, and what's going on now. What can the KLYT listener do to support the efforts of Friends of the Fatherless?
Okay, so, oh boy, there's so many. I'm not sure where to go with that. There's so many places to go with that I'm not sure where to start. Okay.
Well, and we have a limited amount of time. I do want to make sure they know that friendsofthefatherless.org, if no other way, you can donate towards the cause financially. Gary, I'm assuming there's prayers that need to be lifted up.
Right.
What would you say, and I know there's a lot, but some of the top things on that list right now.
Infrastructure, we've been at a certain level where we've been living by faith. We've been praying a lot. We have a system called Priority, where we have 9 groups every week that meet from around the world praying through these questions that we have for the Lord. Are we supposed to go through this door? Are we supposed to try to open the door? Are we supposed to raise money by asking for it or just praying and having faith? We have all these questions that we're always constantly putting before the Lord. And so praying for just prayer is very important. And praying for the infrastructure to develop. So right now we are talking about building buildings that could cost $500,000, conference centers in each region. And before, we were doing conferences that cost anywhere from $7,000 to $30,000. So there's much larger amounts of money that are needed and more people to direct and administrate these programs. And so up to this point, we're doing about all that we can until and unless the infrastructure changes.
Okay, well, maybe you're listening and you think, I think God might want to use me to be part of that infrastructure. And one of the ways you can assist, like we already mentioned, friendsofthefatherless.org. I gave Gary's number. I think there may be someone listening that, Gary, they need to connect with you and have a lunch and talk about how they can be a part of what you're doing. But that number, again, to reach out to Gary is 505-238-6867. You can also address email to fendforthefatherless@yahoo.com. So much more going on than we talked about on there. We briefly talked about the thrift store. I do want to remind people that's maybe a great place to pop in and
to volunteer.
Yeah. And you can go to 1815 Wyoming. That's just north of Indian School. Can't miss. Very colorful, Gary. Thrift store there, Orphans Exchange. And Gary, we'll have to get you back in here and get an update on what's going on with Friends of the Fatherless. But I do want, if there's anything else before we finish today and put a bow on this conversation, is there anything urgently that you want to make sure while we have this opportunity to tell the KLYT listener?
Yes, that whatever we do, you said that maybe God has an adventure for each one who's listening. And I believe that's true. And we have to make space for the Lord. And then we have to add faith. We have to believe that he does have something for us. And it's impossible to please him without trusting him. We pray and then we trust. We pray and then we trust. And we truly let go of the burdens. And we truly let go of the worry and the concern. And just know that he's got this. I prayed, I've given it to him. And he's pleased with that. And so I just want to encourage the listeners to just walk in faith. As you know, they live this earthly life, because it's impossible to please God without faith.
All right, Gary, thanks for your time. Can we invite you back in another time?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.